TLC has a new show called Smothered with a capital M, and it's about unhealthy relationships between mothers and daughters. So, of course, this episode takes place in where? Florida.
The last one that we loved so much was in Florida, and the mother and daughter slept together and took showers together.
Right, right. That, and we thought that was so bizarre. Well, it gets worse. It gets crazier. And, you know, a lot of these shows do take place in Florida because that's where they get the nuttiest people, it seems. Mm-hmm. So Lori is the mother, and she's got a lot of health issues. But she's, you know, she's not an old woman. I think she's like 56 or something. And the daughter is 25 years old. Her name is Sarah. And she freaks out. Like, the mom takes a nap on the couch. She's like, oh my God, is she dead? And she'll go and like be afraid to wake her. So instead, she calls the mother's best friend to give her a little bit of a hand. Here's the mother's best friend and her reaction.
I have never seen an adult mother and daughter be as close as Sarah and Lori are. It's kind of bizarre, really. It's nuts that Sarah panics like she does.
They have a very weird relationship, and the daughter, Sarah, has a little bit of a suggestion how they can handle this whole thing better.
A baby monitor walkie-talkie type thing?
What?
A baby monitor?
I mean, what? Don't think of it as a baby monitor. So basically, it's a camera that I'll be able to leave by the couch, so I'll be able to know if you're asleep on the couch, because you know that usually is where you are.
You're not.
And then I can check it on my phone on the app. So there's No.
Can you imagine this? So she wants to have a baby monitor that her mother walks around with, so that way she can monitor her mother.
So her mother can have no alone time at all, because this girl's going to be watching at all times.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, she has her finger on her mother's pulse and everything else. Like, the mother has to walk around with the baby monitor because she cannot have a minute's peace. Like, bring it to the bathroom, bring it to the shower. If you meet a new guy and have sex, make sure the baby monitor is there too, I guess.
Right. So what happens now, God forbid, if something happens to the mom, because we're in the midst of COVID time and they do live in Florida. Florida's going out of control right now.
Yeah.
So
right.
What happens if the mom gets COVID and dies? Is this girl just going to go out of her mind?
Oh, you're going to have to commit her. Like, this girl will definitely end up in some kind of mental institution. She looks, this is like her out in the world and she can barely function. If anything happened to her mother, oh, forget it. That's her whole world.
And the sad thing is, she's really hot. So, you know, always the really hot ones are insane.
Yep.
So this will prove
sure
it right
are.
There.
Yeah,
see, the hotter they are, the crazier they are. That's usually the way.
Yeah. And the thing is, how much responsibility does the mother have to take here? Like, why isn't the mother stepping in and being like, hi, no baby monitors. Like, I need to go live my own life. Do you know what I mean? Like, but the mother is allowing it. The mother's like, baby monitor. That does sound like a good idea. Walkie talkies.
I want to see how this ends.
Maybe we can both get life alerts.
I have to see how this ends.
If we're speaking and I know where you are, I'm not going to watch the camera. This is truly.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Well, maybe if you're lying about something.
See?
Oh. It would just be something for emergencies. Like, you know, if you go missing or... Well, then I would know, she's not home.
What about if I'm in the pool or taking
but
my walk?
But that's the thing. I would know...
Yeah, definitely not in the pool.
If the item is in the house, uh-huh. I would know you're not home.
Right.
But it would give me peace of mind that you're not laying on the floor in need of help somewhere.
Well, get her a button.
I think the baby monitor idea is absolutely ridiculous.
You think?
I wouldn't want it.
Yeah, you need therapy and your own apartment.